Now, we turn to the other aspect here in chapter 17, and you have David in the temple now, because you see that ark is out there just in a flapping tent. Actually, the old tabernacle is probably worn out. They just put it in a tent there. It's temporary. Now, notice what we have here in chapter 17. Now, we've been over this in 2 Samuel 7. Now, it came to pass as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, "Lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains." Then Nathan said unto David, "Do all that's in thine heart, for God is with thee." Now, I am very sympathetic with Nathan. He did what he thought was the right thing. But here's a case where a prophet of God is wrong. David said, "I want to build God a house. I'm dwelling here in this lovely palace, and I look down from Mount Zion every morning. I see the flapping tent down there. I think it rained the night before." And David said, "Last night I heard the pitter-patter of the rain on my palace, and I thought of the ark. I want to build God a house." God gave him credit for it, by the way. And Nathan said unto David, "Do all that's in thine heart, for God's with thee." But God had to get him straightened out. It came to pass the same night, word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, from tabernacle to tabernacle." God always identifies himself with his people, and that's the reason that he took upon himself our humanity, friends. He's always identified himself with his people. Now, his people dwelt in tent. And God dwelt in tent with them. That's where he met them. Now, he said here, "Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedars?" Now, when the people got in the land, built permanent homes, there was no permanent temple built, you see. Now, God says, "I didn't say to them, why don't you do this?" But you see, this was in David's heart. Now, God says to Nathan, "You go tell David this. Now, therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldst be ruler over my people Israel." He said to David, "I want you to never forget your humble beginning, where I went down and picked you up, a little shepherd boy, to make you king over my people." And now verse 8, "And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked. I have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth." David today is one of the great men of this earth, by the way. Verse 9, "Also I will ordain a place for my people Israel. I'll plant them. They shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more as at the beginning." In other words, God says the day will come, I'll put them in that land. They will have peace. They will turn to me in that day. They haven't today. No one could make that statement because they're very far from him. There's quite a division in Israel today whether they even should follow the Orthodox viewpoint at all.